Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Who's often said to me, don't fool around with that stuff. You know, when I'm always going on about ginseng and all that other stuff. And here's a study that's come out which says, especially if you're on heart medications, be careful with that stuff, ginkgo and ginseng. So it's all yours, sir.
Oh, thanks, Steve. This is a study that was published in the Journal of the American Journal of Cardiology and American College of Cardiology. It was looking at 44 years of data. They looked at 90 publications since 1966 that looked at the effects of herbal preparations or medications and how they interact with various pharmaceutical agents. In this case, it happened to be cardiovascular drugs. And the findings were illustrating that what we have to keep in mind, and they looked at various things, for example, St. John's wort, ginkgo biloba, ginseng, garlic, green tea, several other compounds, and everything that we consume is chemicals. Let's face it; they're all chemical compounds. They all interact with our physiology and our biochemistry, and in some cases they work as purported. In other cases, they may not work. But the problem is that they interact with each other. Just as medications can interact with each other, so can these particular compounds. Now, I'm not ready to go as far as some of the headlines that are screaming out and saying, you know, head for the hills, be careful, you may kill yourself if you take these particular compounds, because the production of ginkgo and other herbal compounds vary. That is, the concentrations vary, the quality of the production varies, the quality control can vary. And with that in mind, that's where you have to be careful, because in some compounds the levels can be quite low, and the risk of interaction with the liver and the enzymes in the liver that break down various medications may be less than what is considered. So the interactions that we're concerned about, sort of the bottom line to all of this, is that the liver acts as a major factory. This factory has various machinery in it that will break down medications, either converting them into compounds that our body needs and have that therapeutic effect. Other ways, the liver will break things down to eliminate. And when you take another compound, in this case, what the journal was showing and the study was showing, is that if you took some of these compounds together with some heart medications, be it blood pressure medications or blood thinners like warfarin or Coumadin, it interfered with the liver's ability to metabolize and process the blood thinner. So in some cases, the blood thinner was eliminated more quickly, so you didn't have the therapeutic effect and the person was at risk for stroke, or it increased the time it took to metabolize the drug, so you had more of it hanging around in the bloodstream for longer than anticipated, increasing the risk of bleeding. So that was in a nutshell what they were concerned about with regards to blood thinners. They had other comments about blood pressure medications and such. So it's the bottom line for this is that if people are taking herbal medications or herbal products, it's very important to look and find out whether it causes interactions and to what degree it does that based on its dosage. There's a very good website that is available that is an independent website that assesses herbal preparations. Not only that, it assesses the scientific evidence for its effectiveness, whether it actually does what it purports to do. And at the same time, it provides a review of various brand name or products that are out there where they've analyzed what they claimed there to be in the product in terms of the ingredients list and the concentrations of the various compounds, and whether they actually are there, and also looking for impurities as well, because this is in some ways there's some regulation, in other ways there isn't. And you know, you see the recalls all the time, for example, from China with some of the products that are produced because of impurities or heavy metal contamination and such. So it's very important when you're looking and taking these, you have to take into account that they do interact. Just because they're coming from plants, where most of our medications come from anyway, does not imply safety. It means that you still have to look at the chemistry behind it and understand that it does cause these interactions with our body.
And what's that website?
It's called consumerlab.com, and I'll have a link on my website, drbarrydworkin.com. I'll put that on today. And the main ones that they were talking about in terms of a list, they listed 27 herbal products in the journal, but in this case, they talked about green tea, capsicum pepper, licorice, and kelp, and grapefruit juice and garlic. Those are the ones that really had the interactions with the anticoagulants or blood thinners. But I'll list the MedPage Today article, the research as well. I'll get a link for the journal as well for people to look at, and consumerlab.com, so people can review all these things if they are taking this. And also, please, if you're taking these herbal preparations and are on cardiac meds, or any meds for that matter, speak to your doctor about it, because many times people don't talk about it because they don't consider it to be medications, or they're not comfortable discussing that with their physician.